In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our series Right or Wrong. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. In this series, we have been talking about different ways of helping us achieve our purpose in life. We have been talking about different actions which we should be doing, i.e. the right, and different actions which we should be avoiding, i.e. the wrong, and how these relate to our purpose in life and help us achieve our purpose in life. Now, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about encouraging versus discouraging, i.e. discouraging being the wrong and encouraging being the right. We should be encouraging people. We should be encouraging those under our care, our students, those under us in employment, those who are we have influence over. We should encourage, when we see them doing something good, we should encourage them. We should encourage them to increase in good actions. We should encourage them to stay away from evil rather than putting somebody down and discouraging them. For example, if we see somebody doing something good, we should encourage that person so that he does more rather than discouraging or putting him down. For example, if we see one of our younger siblings or we see one of our children or one of our youngsters, we see that he doesn't normally read Fajr with Jamaat. He doesn't normally read Fajr with Jamaat in congregation. He normally would read it at home. But one day we see that today he's gone to the masjid and read it with congregation. What should we do? We should encourage that person. We should give him a tap on the back. We should say, well done. Today you read with congregation. You should do this every day. What happens in most cases? What happened to you today? You went to the mosque to read. You went to the masjid to read. You read with Jamaat. You read with congregation. What's wrong? What do you want? Is something wrong? Are you ill? Is it exam time? Have you got an interview? All these different type of taunts might come. Just to put that individual down. Or any other example, when somebody does something good, instead of giving them a well done or a reward, we will put that individual down, that this was wrong, this was wrong, why did you do this, why did you do it like this, it could have been better if you did it like this, and we discourage them. And the effects of both are clear for everyone to see. And when you encourage somebody to do it, or after somebody's done something and you give them a well done, or you encourage them with nice words, it makes that individual feel good. It makes the individual happy. And it makes him feel like, you know what, I should do it again. It's a good thing that I did. I should do it again. I'm getting appreciated for this. Maybe if I do more, I'll get appreciated even more. Whereas when he's done something good and you just put him off, you discourage him, the individual will be like, what's the point? I've done something. I've got no praise for it. I've got no reward for it. I've got no appreciation for it. I should have just not done it. What was the point? And by that, you can break somebody's heart. You can put somebody off for life. Maybe with a few nice words, that person could have become something big and achieved something big. But because of those few words of discouragement, he will achieve nothing because you've put him so low and so down. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember, encouragement, it holds a great importance in all matters of life. If encouragement is given at the correct time, on the correct occasion, success can be easily gained. Just think, if a person is struggling in a certain matter or piece of work, they're able to come out of that struggle and succeed in what they were doing due to encouragement. How? If you encourage somebody, they're struggling with something, they've got some sort of problem, even just something like, mashallah, you're very clever, you're a very wise person, I'm sure you'll think of a solution. If you really ponder over it, you can come up with a solution, you're such a wise person. That person, those words might encourage them to actually think about the problem When he starts to think about that problem, he might actually find a solution to that problem. And how did he start to think about that problem and find a solution? Your kind words encouraging him to do it. Whereas he came to you with a problem, and you just said, "Nah, it's too big, you can't solve that. You're not clever enough for that." What's happened? You'll just put him down, he won't even try to solve it. Whereas him trying, pondering over working, a solution might come. But now that you've put him down, and you've told him that you can't do it, now it's not for you, you're not clever enough to do it, you've discouraged him, he won't even try to solve that problem. Where was the harm in that discouragement? You've put that person down. If you encouraged him, if you told him yes, if you think about it, you can do it, if you encouraged him in a nice way, even if you didn't think he could do it, just your words of encouragement could be so much to build a person's confidence, to build their self-belief that they may actually go and do it. When an individual's self-belief and confidence is increased, you don't know what that person can do. I'll give you an example. There might be an individual who you think is a bit slow. You look at him and you think, no, he's a bit too slow. You might have thought, all right, I want to get somebody ready. I want to encourage someone to do the Alim course, for example, to do Dars-e Nizami, to study. But you think, right, it's a hard course. You'll have to be a bit clever. You'll have to be a bit sharp, a bit quick. And then not be lazy. And you'd have to put effort in to do that course. Then you see somebody who you think is a bit slow, a bit lazy. You can't do it. Or that person comes to you, and you think, he's a bit slow. And he asks, should I do the Alim course? And you turn around and say, Dars-e Nizami is not easy. You have to learn so much. You have to learn Arabic. You have to learn all of this. It takes this many years to complete. You'll need to do this many lessons in class, this many hours in class. Then outside, you'll have to do this many hours. Then you'll have to keep learning it. You'll have to keep revising it. There's so many different subjects. It's so hard. You're lazy. A lazy person can't do it. And it takes you a long time to learn basic things. You won't be able to grasp it. But still you can try. What's the harm in trying? You'll still get the reward for trying. That's one way of dealing with that person. Another way is explaining him to the excellences of seeking Islamic knowledge. Saying, mashallah, it's a really good intention you've made. You're actually thinking about becoming a scholar, becoming a student of Islamic sciences, becoming a student of the deen. Just think, say to him, mashallah, Allah will open doors for you. There's so many blessings in seeking Islamic knowledge. The angels place their wings under the feet of the individual who goes out to seek Islamic knowledge. Even the fishes in the oceans do dua or forgiveness for that person who goes out for seeking Islamic knowledge. Knowledge is a light. If you imagine you saying this to him, knowledge is a light. It will open your heart. By the blessings of knowledge or seeking Islamic knowledge, you will see blessings in your time. You will see you can do more and more with your time. You will find it easy to learn with a sincere heart. Imagine you're saying this to him and say to him, I know you. You can definitely do it. And you build that person up and then you tell him, a scholar will get this reward, will get this reward. A student gets this reward. Look at the two examples. One, you've put him, he's come, that same individual, he's come wanting to start the Alim course and he's asking for your advice. This is one example you can take into any field, and I'm sure you will have your own examples for this as well. But this one example to aid understanding. That individual who's curious about studying the Alim course, the Dars-e Nizami course, he's come, one person, he's put him down. He's discouraged him that you're too lazy for this, it's too difficult, it's too hard, you won't be able to do it. How is he going to go away? In his mind, he's already down, he's already lost. Nah, I can't do it, leave it. And he'll go and doing something else. Was it benefit or harm? Of course there was harm. Person who was about to study the Alim course who would have eventually become a scholar because of a few words of discouragement. He's now gone. And who knows where he will end up. That confidence will be so low. He won't even think himself worthy of studying Islamic knowledge. But that same individual, he comes to somebody and he's given those good words. He's encouraged that a scholar will get this, will get this reward, we'll get this reward, a student will get this reward, we'll get this reward. Talks about how it might not be easy, but how that individual can do it. He's clever enough to do it. And he builds that person's confidence up. It builds that person's self-esteem up. Now that individual, he's got that passion to study. A few words of kindness, of encouragement, have made him full certainly ready to study the Alim course with full conviction. One person's discouragement took an individual who was ready to study the Alim course and took him somewhere else. Or another person's encouragement took a person who was ready, who was 50-50 to study the course. Now he is ready with full certainty to study the course. This is the power of using good words, of encouraging, and the harms of discouraging. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, due to encouragement, encouraging people, the people who work beneath us, or those who are under our control, like children or students, with good words, with good encouragement, they remain happy. They feel happiness and appreciation that they are being appreciated. They feel happy and encouraged that I am being noticed. The actions that I'm doing, the good that I'm doing is being noticed, and that encouragement, it will increase them in their confidence and help them to achieve more. It will build them up to want to do more as well. If encouragement is given in permissible and good actions, in pious deeds, and it acts leading to paradise, we will see that our society is filled with peace and tranquility. When we see people doing good, we should show them appreciation. We should encourage them. You know, in the same way, when we see somebody doing bad, and we tell them, this is so bad, this is this, and we put people down, we make them as the greatest of sinners and put them so down that as if there's no return for them. When we do that for people who is not right, we shouldn't be doing that. But when we can do that, and we do that as a society to people who do bad deeds or deeds which we seem as bad, then why can we not encourage people when they do something good? By discouraging people when they do bad, we've created a society of bad. By encouraging those who do good, and when people do good, why would we not create a society which is peaceful and tranquil? When an individual who does so many good deeds, he will pray 5 times a day. He will fast in the month of Ramadan. He will do whatever he needs to do. But he's got this habit of lying. Yes, that sin of lying is haram, is wrong. You shouldn't be doing it. But the individual does 99 things good, one thing wrong. Where do we focus? Do we encourage him for the good that he does? Or do we always put him down? Do we always focus on the negative and put him down? Dear viewers on Madani Channel, we need to start being those people. When we see individuals doing good, we should appreciate them, we should encourage them. And when we see there's individuals who might be committing a lot of sins, but then they try their best to stay away from a sin, we should appreciate them as well. We should encourage them as well. There might be somebody who you know is an alcoholic, but now he's trying his best to stay away from alcohol. He's actually finding ways to deal with his problem. He's finding ways to deal with his addiction. He's finding ways to improve himself. He might not be there yet, but that effort we can appreciate. We can encourage him that you are doing your best to stay away from the sin that you used to commit. Well done for staying away. Why will that individual not see blessings? Why will that individual not get happy that we are encouraging him in a nice way? Certainly, when we encourage people, people get happy. Just think of your own example. If you do something and someone higher than you, your boss at work, or your sheikh, or your teacher appreciates you, that today you did a very good talk, you did a very good presentation, this thing that you did, it made me so happy, I was so proud of you when you did this, does it not instill happiness in your heart? Does it not make you happy and want to do more? Of course it does. Especially when it's somebody who you look up to. When it's somebody you look up to encourages you, you want to do more. It encourages you, it builds your confidence, it builds your self-esteem. And with that increased confidence, with that increased self-esteem, you can do much, much more. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you don't know, like we mentioned before, you don't know, your one or two words of encouragement can take somebody from a lowly position, someone who's low in society, low in the eyes of people, and make him from amongst the best of people. Just think. That individual, he's an alcoholic, Now it's time to stay away. It's time to try and change his life. And you encourage him. When other people are putting him down, forget him. He's one of the worst in our society. All he does is drink. And when he's drunk, he causes so many problems. When you encourage him, that today you did something good, that encouragement could make him repent. That encouragement could bring him back, could take him away from the alcohol and bring him back. And then, if you keep encouraging him for the small steps that he is taking, the small deeds that he is doing, he may end up becoming something big. If you see somebody, he reads one line a day of the glorious Quran. To some people, that may be small. But you encourage that person, MashaAllah, today, I'm so proud of you. You opened the glorious Quran. You looked at the words of the glorious Quran. You read one line. SubhanAllah, MashaAllah. I'm so proud of you. Imagine you said that to your child who only reads one line, one verse. He's going to get so happy and being encouraged for just one line of the glorious Quran. Tomorrow he might read two, he might read three. He might even go on to recite the full Quran. He might go on to start studying hifz of the glorious Quran. Then he might think, and it's not far-fetched, it's very, very possible. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, there will be people out there. There are people in the beautiful environment of Dawud Islami who started like this. They get encouraged for reading three verses a day. And they go on to become scholars. They are appreciated so much. It builds in their heart that I'm looking at the glorious Quran and reading one or two verses a day. Three verses a day. And I'm being encouraged so much. MashaAllah, well done. Oh, imagine if I could understand what's written there as well. Rather, when I'm reading, I can understand the individual who you've initially said to, just by looking at the verse of the glorious Quran, you're proud of him and he gets happy. Now he starts and starts. Where does he end up? Learning Islamic sciences, becoming an Islamic scholar. And it's not far-fetched, my dear viewers, that a few words of your encouragement could do this. They could build somebody so much. The last and final Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he brought a complete religion for us. The religion of Islam, our religion, it guides us on every aspect. It guides us on every path. It guides us in every single way possible. It not only gives us guidance regarding encouragement, but it also motivates us to encourage others as well. If we study the Holy Quran carefully, we will come to know that in many places of the glorious Quran, those people who do pious deeds, who adopt patience, those who follow the religion have been encouraged through glad tidings. SubhanAllah. Allah Almighty encourages people. Allah Almighty encourages us in many places of the glorious Quran that glad tidings for this person or the person who does this action or those who do this action. What are those glad tidings? It's encouragement for doing those actions. My dear viewers of Madani channel, by encouraging people when you see them do good, when you see them staying away from evil, when you see them trying hard, this is something which we learn from Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty does this in the glorious Quran. These glad tidings which Allah Almighty mentions in the glorious Quran, they make individuals want to increase in piety. It makes them want to refrain from sins. It makes people increase in the desire to obey Allah Almighty and stay away from shaitan. This is the power of encouragement. And my dear viewers of Madani channel, throughout history, we see that Islam, it encourages people. Even in the glorious Quran, people are encouraged. Listen to this incident and how people are encouraged. When Hazrat Asma bint Umais radiallahu ta'ala anha, she returned from Ethiopia with her husband, she met the blessed wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she asked them, have any verses been revealed about women? She asked them, have any verses been revealed about women? They replied, no. Upon hearing this, Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha, she requested in the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, women are at a great loss. She says to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, women are at a great loss. Then the reply was given, why? And she humbly said, They are not mentioned well in the Holy Quran in the way that men are, i.e. in most places Muslim men are mentioned. When Muslims are referred to, it is mentioned as Muslim men. Upon this, the following verse of the Holy Quran was revealed, in which 10 ranks of women were mentioned with men, and they were praised alongside men. SubhanAllah. Because of her concern, the only men, or the word form for men, Muslim men, was used in the glorious Quran. And Muslim women were not mentioned in words. This following verse of the glorious Quran was revealed. And why is it? It's an encouragement for her. SubhanAllah. Translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. So this following verse, after this incident took place, the 35th verse of Surah Ahzab was revealed. And this is translation from the glorious Kanzul Iman. Certainly the Muslim men and women, the believing men and women, the obedient men and women, the truthful men and women, the patient men and women, the humble men and women, the charitable men and women, the fasting men and women, the men and women who protect their chastity, and the men and women who remember Allah much, Allah has prepared forgiveness and great reward for them. SubhanAllah, look at the encouragement Allah Almighty is giving in the glorious Quran, that this female companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this concern, that the word form for males, for Muslim men, is used in the glorious Quran, and that women are not mentioned. Look what happens. In one verse, Muslim women are mentioned 10 times. SubhanAllah. What is this? This is encouragement. SubhanAllah. My dear viewers of Madani channel, there's different ways encouragement takes place. Different ways we can encourage people. We can encourage people through our words, like we have seen, by giving them salam, or giving them a well done, or saying mashallah, or encouraging them in general way that we normally see with words. But an individual can be encouraged, or we can encourage through our actions as well. And again, we look to the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand how it can be done in actions. SubhanAllah. And how it can lift a person as well. It's mentioned on the occasion of the Battle of Tabuk, when wealth was needed to prepare for the battle. The blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they greatly took part in this, and they presented their wealth at the feet of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Aqil Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was extremely poor, he was only able to present. So this poor companion, well, on the face of it, who appeared to be a poor companion, Sayyidina Abu Aqil Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was only able to present one sa'a of dates. And he requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did the labor of filling water all day and received 2 sa'a. I have given 1 sa'a to my family, and I brought the other sa'a to present in your court. The blessed heart of mercy, the heart of mercy to the universe, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he became greatly impressed, subhanAllah, that this individual, he's brought half of everything that he's earned. It's easy to say, 1 sa'a of dates. Just imagine, this great companion of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just think, what has he actually done? He's given half of everything that he's earned. Now just ponder. If in a day you make £300, or £500, how much of that would you really sacrifice in the way of Allah Almighty? You've worked hard, it's the only wealth you've got. Out of 500, whatever you've earned, if you've earned £500 in the day, would you really be able to give half in the way of Allah Almighty? Or would it only be a small portion? Just ponder, this companion, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's only got 2 sa'a, which is hardly anything. So he's got hardly anything for his family, but still he has halved everything that he has and sacrificed it at the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? Now just imagine, there would have been companions, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who would have given massive amount of wealth for this battle. There would have been companions who were rich, and we know this, that there were rich companions who gave so much, so much. Especially in this battle as well, they would have given so much. This companion radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given one sa'ah, about 3 kg of dates. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to encourage him, to not let his heart break, to encourage him to do more good deeds, what did he sallallahu alayhi wasallam do? He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he became greatly impressed by the gift. Subhanallah. This was the way of encouraging him. Subhanallah. This is the way our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged his blessed companions. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from the blessed manner of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we learn a beautiful point. That when we see that someone is putting in efforts for the religion, they give their time for the religion, they give the call towards righteousness, they keep themselves busy in such tasks, they thrive to fulfill the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, they thrive and strive to fulfill the rights of people, they remain worried in this matter, we should encourage them, we should praise them in permissible ways. We've heard the example of how the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam encouraged his blessed companion in such a way that must have made his heart extremely happy. In the same way, we should adopt the habit of encouraging. Sometimes a person may be going through a tough time. They may feel that their situation is one that can't be resolved, or too much damage has been done. When we see someone in such a situation, someone who is in despair, we sometimes don't know how to respond and how to deal with it, or how to help them out of that situation. When that person doesn't see any hope in anyone and sees that no one is willing to support them, they might give up and take a step back. If at this time we remind them of the blessings of staying patient, we remind them that after every problem there is ease, our words and support may be the reason for them to stand up, for them to continue pushing and striving and to become successful. May Allah Almighty allow us to help others with our words, with our actions, and encourage them to do more and more good deeds. May Allah Almighty increase all of us in our good deeds and help us to stay away from sins as well. May Allah Almighty allow us to truly understand our purpose in life and achieve our purpose in life as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In choices made, let Islam be your guide. In choices made, let Islam be your guide. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside. Embrace humbleness, let arrogance subside.